Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Welcome to our Sunday night edition of Author Wives. We are live in the clubhouse, right at Royalty Radio. I'm the one and only Nene Capri, holding it down, the boss lady. You know, they make me wear all the hats. I have on the publisher hat, the author hat. Now they then turn me into the talk show host. So I got that hat on. I'm in here doing this on a Sunday evening. Tonight we have a phenomenal show. We have our author wives that are on here. They're going to be live talking about Just Be a Man About It. It's something about that phrase and that term. I can't wait to get the author wives in the clubhouse. We're going to have them on here. We're going to talk about them being a man about it. First of all, I have to give a big, big, huge shout-out to Source of Knowledge Bookstore. They had a phenomenal event for us yesterday in Newark, New Jersey. Me, Aaron Capri. Oh, I call him Aaron Capri. He's going to die laughing. That is our new joke, because now every time I talk about Aaron, I say, yeah, me and Aaron Capri. So, yeah, that's our new joke, and it slipped out again, so he's going to die laughing when he hears this. What can we say? It happens like that sometimes. However, we had a phenomenal time. Jason Poole came in from D.C., him and his wonderful wife. Shout out to her. Awesome people. Real honest and genuine people. We had dinner. We had a ball. We went bowling, beat the brakes off of Aaron Bevo and his wife, Kenesha. We had a phenomenal time. The readers came out. Newark, New Jersey is definitely one of the hubs of literature, urban fiction. And we thank Source of Knowledge for always welcoming us. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in my other fabulous co-host, Miss Leisha. I'm going to bring her in so that she can help us jump this off, because Mr. Aaron Bebo is still on the road. He's going to try to call in, chime in on this phenomenal topic that we're having, because we always need a male's perspective. I'm going to bring Leisha in. She's going to help me pay some of these bills, and she's going to help me entertain our wonderful author wives. Let me bring in Ms. Leisha. Hey, Alicia.
What's going on? How are y'all
doing
today? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, Miss Alicia. Thank you for taking this time. I know this is usually your day off and you spend it with your husband and your family getting ready for the week. We thank you so much for coming on in here and standing in for Aaron Bebo, who's out on tour. He's in the streets trying to get that reading out there to the readers. So he is going hard. He's going to try to call in from his location into the studio. But I thank you for taking that time. Tell Chris, we said we love him to death, and thanks for sharing his wife with us. Yes.
Most
yes, we have a wonderful. Yes, and just be a man about it. I mean, that is a topic that's very, very iffy. When you know, you look at it in retrospect, you know, sometimes you have situations where, you know, men are in a relationship with you. They might not want to be anymore. Instead of them just saying it, they'll string stuff along. They'll cheat. They'll do everything except say it's over, you know. And it's like, okay, you know, just be a man about it. Or it might be a different situation. Do you see that in any other situation with you just saying, look, just be a man about it, dude? How you feel about that, Lisa?
Absolutely. And it's unfortunate, but it's everywhere. And I don't think a lot of times people confuse love and lust or caring for someone as being in love. And there's a big difference. You can love somebody and not be in love. You know, you can lust mm-hmm. after somebody and it's not even love. It's just, or being in love. It's just a lustful feeling that you have for this person. And I think a lot of times people confuse that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
yeah.
unfortunate. And then a lot of men string women along because they don't know what to do. I think they get to a situation, they like, she done had my back. What I'm supposed to do now, I want Heather or Sarah or whoever else is over on the side. But, you know, she my ride or die over here, and I know that if anything go down, she got my back. But, you know, this one over here. And it's just ridiculous. It's like if you don't want to be there, I think, and I personally, being married, I'd rather my husband leave me first. Cheat tomorrow, leave me on Tuesday, cheat on Wednesday. I'm good. But don't, you know, don't mix it. Don't mix it up. Leave me first. That's all right.
Yes, yes, just be a man about it, right? It's like, okay, just tell me, you know what I'm saying, so that we can both be on the same accord. I had a beautiful conversation with a gentleman yesterday, and in that conversation we were talking about, you know, that, and one of the things that he said to me was he's in a relationship, but he felt like he could not love her the way she needed to be loved. So he said he would go ahead on and end it. And I had said, you know, that's the best thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Instead of stringing a person along, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest with the person. You know what I'm saying? And be able to say, look, I don't think this is going to work. I can't give you what you want. You know, if it's children that you want, I don't want any. If it's a marriage that you want, I don't want to be married. And, you know, let the other person have an opportunity to do something different as well. You know, don't string a person along. I think if you respect the person enough, I think even in a marriage, like we even talked about marriage, and he was saying that, you know, vows are supposed to be forever, you know. And I said, even though vows are supposed to be forever, you want to have enough common sense and enough love of self and love of the person that if things aren't going right and you're not growing and, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to spend 35, 40 years in a marriage and just going along with it because it's what it is or it's what, you know, your friends say it should be or, you know, your mom is like, you better not. You know what I'm saying? You want to have enough love for the person to say, I think that we maybe have outgrown one another and we should move on. So at least the other person can still have some life and some love, an opportunity to love someone else. You know what I'm saying? Just be a man about it. And I think that's with women also, you know, be a woman about it. You know what I'm saying? Don't string the man along. You know, you have women who are in relationships and they're in marriages and they don't want kids or they don't want to be whatever the expectations are that the man is expecting. And instead of them saying it, they'll be sneaking. You have some women that sneak and take birth controls and their husband is trying. Like, it's a lot of stuff. And just, you know, be a woman about it and say what you have to say to a person, even if it'll hurt them in the long run. I think it'll hurt them more if you're not honest with them. What you think, Leisha?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. And a lot of times I think it's more so you have some women that get caught up in just the it's convenient, and they'll stay in convenient relationships, but this is nothing. Whether she stay or she go or he stay or he go, you have to give them the option. You know what I'm saying? Don't take away their choice by forcing them into a triangle that they ain't, or into a situation they're not trying to get into. You give them a choice. You say, this is what it is. This is how I feel. You know, I understand if you don't want to stay, but, you know, I feel that I got to do this, that, and the other. And if she want to stay and deal with it, then that's her thing. If he want to stay, but if they choose to go, then that's cool too. But you got to give that person a choice. Give me a choice if I'm going to deal with that. Don't tell me I'm going to deal with it. And then when I start cutting up, then you want to say, oh, well, you knew what it was because, no, that's not what it was. You know, you got to give people a choice. And especially when people get ready to get married, even living together, I think that you have to be on the same page. These are conversations you have to have. Me and my husband, before we got married, he used to work midnight, and I used to get up at 5:30 just to text him, and I would text him from 5:30 to 6:30, and I would ask him random questions. I mean, serious, crazy questions. He'd be like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, but these are things I got to know. And I was like, I don't want any kids. And to me, that would have been a deal breaker because I'm like, I already got one. I don't want no more. He just got mobile. I'm trying to be on the move. But he didn't want any more kids, so that was good. But had he said he did, I'd have been like, well, this may not be what you want to do because I'm not planning on having any more, you know. But those are conversations that people have to have. And I think, you know, a lot of times not only do women think that they can change a man's mind, men think they can change a woman's mind. And it's like, no, if y'all can't be on the same page, keep it moving.
So you know what, and I agree with what you said. I think people spend a lot of time in a relationship trying to change the mind of the other person. Like, I'm going to wear them down. You know, I'm going to wear her down. I'm going to wear him down. Like, you know, I will succeed. You know, I will be successful in wearing them down and getting them to come, you know, to what I think. And some people can be successful. Sometimes, you know, a man or a woman might not want children. And then as the relationship progresses, you'll be like, okay, well, I think this is something I can do. Or as the finances change, sometimes it's not, you know, the love. Like, it's not that they don't love you or whatever. It's like, yo, we struggling. So I don't think we should do this right now. We got two car payments. We got a car note. You know, I mean, a house payment. You know, we have this. We have that going on. And I think we should get situated before we think about bringing, you know, someone else into the equation. You know, and then things can change. Absolutely. And then the mindset can change. But you don't want to spend time trying to change the mindset. But you know what, Leisha, one of the biggest factors, I think, in a relationship that keeps a man from being a man and even a woman from being a woman is listening to their friends. I think that is one of the biggest issues. We're going to get ready to drop a beat on them. We're going to drop that genuine on them, listening to your friends and your family members, helping them live out their dreams through your relationship can be terribly, terribly, terribly wrong. So we're going to drop that beat, then we're going to bring the author wives in here so that they can go ahead on and weigh in on this situation. Just be a man about it. Can't listen to them friends, girls. You got to listen to your own heart. Drop that beat for me, Leisha.
No problem. Let's listen to some genuine.
Always in your down, it ain't none of your business, ain't none of your business. cause they see we are living. Yeah, yeah,
no self-love, and they just can't do without you.
But I don't give a damn, long as it's me you trust.
Cause I can't get down. Oh, yeah.
All right. Ain't none of your friends' business. I think that that is one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of females definitely make, letting them into your business, and also couples, letting different people control how you feel and what you think about your relationship. I think that is one of the biggest problems with relationships, you know, or people fail to communicate with the person they're actually in a relationship with and the one they're actually in love with because they're listening to those background noises, I call it. And those people are dictating how they deal with everybody. But let's go ahead on and bring those wives in. Leisha, if you could do that for me. Is Leisha in? Because Leisha will go into hair and makeup on me, so I'm going to go ahead and let them in.
I am right here. I am not in hair and makeup. You know, I mute my phone because I have a loud son, so, you know, I try to, you know, keep him out of the background.
I think I might have let everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Author Wives, are you in the clubhouse?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hey. All right. Hey, Vanna. We know Vanna is live on a photo shoot trying to get her work done, moving to the next level of her career, of her success. Congratulations to you on this next level.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see the things that come out of your corner. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
it's so beautiful to see. Yes, see you blossom from one level to the next of your career, and that's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. We have Miss Know It All. Are you on here, Miss Know It All? Do we have you?
Yeah, this is Know It All. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. I'm fine.
All right. Love that video. That video was epic. It had the little music playing. I said, excuse me. I was like, pardon me.
You see her blasting it everywhere. I was like, folks need to hear this. She's telling people what's going on.
Yes. Do we have Miss I'm Just Fine? Is she on the line?
Yes, I am. Hi, everyone. How you doing?
Oh, my
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm here to ask about the baby. Where's the baby?
Yes.
He is right here up under me.
Oh.
I'm trying to keep him quiet. We all don't feel well. We all, I think our allergies is really taking its toll on us.
Okay. Well, we are so happy that you are here. We missed you. We hope everybody feels better. We're so happy to see our lovely new addition to the family. That's a great, great, great accomplishment, and we're happy that he's here, nice and safe, and he's going to come early and just bust in the world like, yo, I'm here. I ain't playing.
He was supposed to come next week.
As Aaron would say, he bust out like, I'm done playing, you know.
Yeah. He heard
sound like
you
Aaron.
Talking about him. He's a little slice of heaven. He is a slice of heaven.
That's a blessing. And we're happy that you have that beautiful gift, that beautiful triumph out of the turmoil. And we're here tonight, and we're talking about just be a man about it. And one of the top things we were talking about was having friends and outside influences, I call it background noise, in the way of you, you know, sharing with your mate and talking to them and just being a man or being a woman about it. Since we missed you so much, Ms. Cheryl, if you can jump us off, how do you feel about that topic, just be a man about it?
Well, the way I feel about that topic is that sometimes you miss out on some of the most beautiful people in the world when you just can't be a man about it or a woman about it. Like, from my perspective, when I have noticed that the chemistry wasn't there with people that, you know, I knew liked me just a little bit more than I liked them, well, that was a beautiful person that I didn't need to show them along. So sometimes when you just keep it something and keep it real, they're still lifelong friends. Like 10 and 20 years in, and will always look out for you because you had enough respect for them. While it may take feelings, you had enough respect for them as a human being, as a person, to not just drag them through unnecessary money. And I think a lot of times when people are not being like a man about it, maybe, you know, like from what I've learned, it's just the selfishness. Selfishness is at the root of it all. You're being selfish because you want to have your cake and eat everybody else's. And it don't work like that. Karma don't work like that, you know? So stop being selfish and sometimes put other people first, maybe step into somebody else's shoes and say, well, how would I feel if I was played along or played out? You know, I wouldn't like it. But you lose out on great people, real good friendships and great people when you're just selfish. That's how I feel. When you ain't got no heart. And you're just selfish, and you just want everything to be about you. But that's not a good indicator of a good heart, real simple.
Yeah, I agree. And like I was stating before you all came on the line, I was speaking to a gentleman yesterday, and he was, you know, letting me know about his situation and what he was trying to do. And I was like, yeah, you know, you can't be selfish. You know, you have to let a person know. So at least you don't steal their options. You know, you don't take their choices. You know, you go ahead on and you give them the opportunity to also live and grow and learn, you know, versus you, everything is about you. You know, this is all, this whole relationship is about me, and I'm going to get what I want out of it.
Exactly.
I don't care if anybody gets what they want. Yeah. And that's crazy. That's crazy from either side. You know, if it's a man, like I'm saying, you know, we're saying just be a man about it, but it also can pertain to women because sometimes we do some of the same things, sometimes worse than we accuse men of doing. But, you know, the main focal usually, like I was telling him, when a woman gets into a relationship or a situation with a man, we usually have more vision within the situation. It's like from the moment we allow you to interact and to touch us or anything, we're already thinking because we already know that if we get pregnant or anything happens, it's us. So we're already planning, you know, in our head, like, is this somebody? What if this happens? What if that happens? You know, because, you know, we carry the burden of, you know, the next steps of the relationship. So we're already planning. We're already saying, is this somebody I could be with for a while? Like, you know, sometimes we even go into our fantasy world, like, can I marry him? Like, what? You know, and it happens. Like, sometimes men hook up and they just want to smash. Like, I'm just about to smash. But a woman in her head, she's in a whole other ball game. You know, so, you know, it's just crazy how the two different dynamics can, you know, be in the same relationship with two totally different ideas. And sometimes people won't even man up or fess up or even say what they want so that the other person will have ample opportunities to either join on or just let it go. How do you feel about it, Miss Know-It-All?
Yeah. I'm taking it in this week. Most of the time, when I look at both of the sides, because, you know, like you said, it's men and it's women. I got to speak for myself. I can't only speak for myself. A lot of times, I was playing house, some stuff in my imagination. You know what I mean? I can't even say I was a victim. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times, I didn't even know what I want. I just heard this fantasy from TV or my preconceived notions. You know what I mean? And I was playing house. You know what I mean? I was actually just like just lying to, you know, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. I even asked a lady one time named Miss Glenda. I said, do I supposed to stick by him during hard times? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this don't feel right. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you hear everybody else telling you, the older ones sometimes, like, yeah, you got to stick by your man during hard. I'm like, this don't feel comfortable. Is this hard times right now? Because I'm tired of his ass. He got to go. You know what I mean? And I mean, a lot of times I had to really take a moment back because I'm looking right now, reflecting a lot of my relationships and stuff, like, okay, I'm getting smarter as I go along. Too bad I'm about 37 now. But I'm looking like some things I can't tolerate, but it's not them lying to me, it's me lying to myself. Like, I see the stupid shit right now. So as soon as I see it, I know where to go. You know what I mean? Like, okay, now I got caught up in one who was a secret alcoholic. I'm like, damn, I didn't know this could exist. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, it's a new one. You know what I mean? I had no dealing with that in my past. But, like, right now I try to make focus on me. But, yeah, let me go. Because I'm going to let you go. I have no problem. And I'm we ain't going to do the stock
right.
stuff. We ain't going to do none of that. You got to get the hell out. Or you got to go. Or somebody's going to be hurt. It ain't going to be me.
Right.
So, but,
right.
you know, women too, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of men who are serious lovers and, you know, into the woman. The woman just wants to get over in life too. So it's all about the person, you know what I mean? Because whether that person's in that relationship or not, I think that, I'm sorry, my son keeps messing with me. Whether that person's in that relationship or not, you know what? You got to make sure you know what you want. Who are you comfortable with? And you're going to start attracting that type of person to yourself. Because you get messy people sometimes because you're messy. I know I did. That's just for me. I'm sorry.
I agree with that 100%. And you confirm what I was saying about how, you know, sometimes we will go into those fantasy moments. And even in those fantasy moments, we don't put the turmoil in there. Everything in your fantasy is so happy and loving, and everything feels so good. And you don't equate none of those rainy days. It's always sun shining and rainbows. And then when a thunderstorm comes, you go, what the heck is this about? You know, this wasn't in my fantasy. This had nothing to do with the picture I painted. You know, what is this thunderstorm? And sometimes you can weather it, and sometimes you cannot. How you feel about that, Miss Crazy in Love? How do you feel about that?
when you're talking about just being a man about it or just being a woman about it, to me what mm-hmm. that means is just being real. Being real with mm-hmm. yourself, being real with the other person. Because I think today, this day and age, everything is about, and I said this before, everything is just about frauding. And like what I mean by that is, like, for example, my friend, she says, oh, you got to read this book. And this was a while ago. She's like, you got to read this book, The Art of Seduction. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to check it out, see what this is about. The whole book is mm-hmm. about manipulation, and that's the type of stuff that people do. They always trying to manipulate one another. Like, okay, let me do this. I'm going to fall back and pretend I don't like him when I really do so he could want me more, and I'm going to play these mm-hmm. little games. And that's, like, I can't do that stuff. It takes too much energy, like, too much mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. You got to try to remember, mm-hmm. you know, you're basically playing a role. You got to remember what role you're playing and what scene right. it is, what act it is. This is too much. Right. But that's the problem. That's what people are doing. They sitting there trying to yes. manipulate the situation, leading people mm-hmm. on that they don't even, you know, mess with like that. It's just a bunch of craziness. So how can you be real with somebody when they're doing that to you? You don't even know who the right. hell you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I agree. And even when you got, like, this, you know, the Steve Harvey book and different books who are talking about 90 days for this and 20 days for that and don't do this until this time. And, you know, everybody is different, you know.
Right.
You can't really determine. Like, and I was talking to my significant other, and I'm like, you know, everything was moving so fast. I'm like, wow, it's moving so fast, it's taking me too fast. And he was like, you know, people meet each other sometimes in a day, and the next day they get married and be together forever. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's like sometimes you can't go by the standard of how everybody feels. You know, he like, just let go and just let it happen, and, you know, we just going to take it from there. You know, and it was scary for me because I'm like, oh, Jesus, take the wheel. I like to plan stuff. You know, I like to take it, you know, take it one step at a time. I want to talk about this, talk about that, but he's totally different. He's spontaneous. He's like, let's just go. Let's live life. Let's be in these moments and enjoy, you know, and I'm like, okay, I had to learn how to let go and do that. You know, but you have society and, like, friends and family who's like, well, what about this and what about that? Half of the time it's their own insecurities that they're pushing off on you, you know, like, well, don't call him. He ain't call you. Don't call him or, you know, different things like that. When you're sitting there clearly saying to yourself, well, let me text him. Well, let me call him. Like, girl, don't call him first, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, yeah, I wish everybody could just be an open book. It would make things mm-hmm. so much easier. Okay, so mm-hmm. if she does call you 5 minutes later and she hype and you don't dig that, okay, at least you know what it is. You could say, well, mm-hmm. she's crazy, she's a stalker, whatever, or you might like her. You might like the fact that she calls you. But at least you mm-hmm. know. You know what you're dealing with. Like, that's how I am. I just always let my feelings be known. And if you don't like it, that's your business. But, you know, I'm not going to have that on my chest knowing that I done told you some bullshit that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't
right.
gotta live with that.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Alicia,
how do you feel,
Alicia?
Weigh in.
I got notes, y'all, because y'all all was hitting some very important things. I want to go back mm-hmm. to Ms. Just Fine where she talked about being selfish. You know, I am going to say when you're in a marriage is A and B. A marriage only consists of three people. You, your husband, and God. It don't say adding your auntie, your mama, your nephew. All those people do not, they don't consist, there's no room for them. If you make room for them, then you're pushing out something that's needed. You're either pushing out God or you're pushing out your husband, but somebody getting left behind. And a lot of times when men are selfish, I'm going to say we got a new breed of folks. I'm just saying we got a new breed of women and a new breed of men. They just different. And a lot of times you hear them say, you know, just because I cheated don't mean I didn't love her. And I don't think a lot of times it's that they're selfish and that they don't have, well, they are selfish. It's not that they don't have a heart, but sometimes because they do have a heart, they won't say anything because in their mind they're saving you from feeling a certain kind of way. You know, a lot of times, I'm going to say men, women, we only do what we're taught, and that comes from when we're children. You know, your parents teach you, and your aunts and uncles, grandparents, they teach you how to be in a relationship, and they teach you what a relationship is. And as you get older, you gather things from other people that are around you. So if you're never around people with healthy relationships, when you get one, you don't know what to do with it because you don't know how to function, you know, and it's just, it's unfortunate, but it's true, you know. So they are being selfish, but I don't think it's that they don't have a heart. They do have a heart. They just didn't use their common sense. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times.
I agree. I totally agree.
You know, they don't use their common sense. It's like just common sense and courtesy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And that's my biggest thing, common courtesy. Go ahead, Lisa, because that's true.
Yeah, that can go a whole long way. Just taking the time, like you said, to consider someone else's feelings, you know, emotions, and stance in that type
of
situation.
Respect.
Did you have something else on that you was going to say, Miss? I'm just fine. Was it something else you wanted to touch on that issue?
No. She hit it like that's like one of my biggest pet peeves just for people. It's just common courtesy. I think common courtesy goes a long way. Please, thank you, follow-ups, you know, like if you friends and you cool with people or someone, or you know, you check up, you call, you make sure, you know, just certain things is just common courtesy. And I agree with her in terms of I do believe that people sometimes, you know, the majority of the times don't want to hurt you, and it's not like they don't have a heart, but what I meant by have a heart about it is I really meant have some courage to put somebody else's feelings first. But I totally agree. A lot of the times, people don't necessarily want to hurt you. They just don't think they're going to get caught. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they're selfish by trying to just do everything that they want to do, despite the risk involved. You know? Mm-hmm. But I do agree with Leisha, totally. Sometimes people just don't know how to go about it properly.
Absolutely. Mm. And that's really true. And then you got to be around like-minded people. When I got married, it was married people have married friends. You know, married people don't have single friends because single friends don't live the same lifestyle. But I had to evolve that and learn that you can't hang around all married people because everybody's marriage isn't healthy. And everybody ain't doing what you're doing. You get wrapped up with some of them and being some stuff. So, you know, you have to be around like-minded people, people that have the same values and that are putting in positive reinforcement around you, not trying to get in the middle, but just by their appearance and, you know, how they are encouraging you and your relationship to do better and be better. And, you know, I think it was Miss Know-It-All, and she said you got to know who you are. But you got to know who you're dealing with, too. You know, and I think a lot of times we know who we're dealing with as women, but we don't say anything because we want to, you know, we're choosing to subconsciously avoid the subtle stop signs. Because, you know, stop signs, they could be subtle or they could be big red stop signs. But the little small stop signs are the ones that we avoid or that we overlook and don't pay attention to a lot of times as well.
Yeah, I agree. How you feel about that, Miss Know-It-All, with those stop signs, those cautionary signals and signs that you ignore? How you feel about that?
I had a good conversation the other night, and it was talking about, you know, me, like my past relationships, and you know, why did you get in this one? Now I look back on it, I say that a lot of them men, my two baby daddies feel like this. They are my embarrassment, and I'm their accomplishment. Plain and simple. I said, but at the time, I didn't even know what I wanted. I didn't even know. And I told him, he said, why would you say that about them? I said, because truthfully, I didn't even know what a man was, not to be funny. I had to learn that for myself as I learned more about myself. You know what I mean? Because I said, I had preconceived notions. So my first child, father, not to be funny, I thought, this is my rule. If he don't have kids, I mean, he's a good man. If he got a job, he got money in his pocket, you know what I mean? He don't sell drugs, you know what I mean? He just had to have these little, oh, this boy, he came from a good family, his family, his church folks, you know what I mean? man, please, he's an asshole to this day. You know what I mean? Mm. He's funny. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got to the point, I sent his son to his ass. Here, take this motherfucker. And I said, you know what, y'all have fun because y'all get it on my nerves. But he's still not a man, and he's 40 years old. You know what I mean? But my whole thing is, now that I'm like a little older and I went through life, I'm actually defining myself as I define my womanhood. I actually can see what I want for my man. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I see my mistakes. I forgave myself because I was hard on myself. I feel like an asshole for them baby, for that one baby daddy. The other one I was in love with. Sorry.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? But I had to, like, evolve. So when I look at this thing, like, I had to, like, be honest to myself. I didn't even know what I was looking for. Like I said, I'm based on my thing on a preconceived notion. And I'm going going in something blind. So I'm that girl who was, oh, is this how this supposed to go? You know what I mean? Well, this guy said it in the song. That's just me. I was just straight ignorant because I came from a background of all single mothers. Everybody was single. And I knew something wasn't right about it, but I just didn't get it. And so I had to live life. Like, I had to buy those lessons. So my whole thing is, that's the angle I'm coming from tonight. Like, I got to blame a little bit. I'm taking a lot of heat for myself. But, I mean, I'm glad I was able to change, but I still got to pay the price on the dumbasses I fuck with. Sorry. But the definition, the preconceived notion is what I'm more concerned with. Like, a lot of people, I know people who are in marriages, just to say they're in a marriage, because I'm not going to have three baby daddies. I'm not going to ever get divorced. They in some fucked up marriages just because their preconceived notion of what love is. Like, I want to stay in this because ain't nobody going to make me. I ain't gonna be like the rest of those people. I'm like, but you're not happy. You're not happy. You know he ain't shit. You know what I mean? You know what you gotta do to keep him, but you stay in it because you think of the image. I call it keeping up with the Joneses. The Joneses don't exist. But everybody wanna keep up this notion, like, I wanna be like this person, this mythical character, you know what I mean? They happy, they have the house, the car, you know what I mean? But she got to work 3 or 4 jobs to keep it because he really ain't doing nothing for her. You know what I mean? But just to say that she has that picture. And that's what I'm saying. Nobody, and that gets me mad because I don't hang around with my friends now because they want me to be the sad one. Like, why you walk around with your head up? You the single mother with 2. Hell, I'm happy. Shit, I might be alone, but I'm not lonely. Shit. So my whole thing is, you're paying for that. You're paying for that. But they wanted me to be their jester. So I'm a little, like, a little off on this one right here because I'm looking like, I'm not jealous of people who are married. I love black love. I think it's beautiful. I love love, period. Whether you were a black man, white man, I don't care who you were. As long as somebody cheating you right, be with them. However, don't think I'm jealous of it. You know what I mean? Because if it's real, I'm going to admire it. I'm going to respect it. But some people, like the people that I do know, they want me to be like, look at me. You should have been like me. I'm like what? Because I'm not. You are living a lie. You know what I mean? So that's what I want to know. So that's what I wanted to know. I wanted to let the women who had real men, I wanted to listen to them tonight so I can take some notes.
Well, since we had that, and on that note, Miss Crazy in Love, how do you feel about that? I mean, you know, you're married. You're talking about, you know, having this great communication, sharing, and, you know, talking, letting things out. How do you feel about this right now, what we're talking about? Weigh in for us.
Man, she right about that because this is a bunch of married couples sitting around here, you know, smiling and looking happy. You don't know what's going on behind them doors. Same thing, you know, for single people. They be up here like, oh, yeah, team single. I'm happy single. And then, you know, when they by themselves, they crying. So it go both ways. You never really know. You don't know what you're dealing with. Oh, man, what was the other thing that she was talking about? I had something to say, but now I forgot. What was you saying before that, Ms. Define? Oh, you was talking about, not Ms. Define, Ms. Know-It-All, you was talking about, like, how you grew and you realized that you didn't even really know what a man was. That's true, because when you're younger, I mean, how can you know if you haven't really lived and really seen different types of people? You won't know. I remember back then, even though, you know, I had my dude or whatever, but I used to look at the little ball players and stuff and be like, oh, he's cute. You know, that's a man right there. And them little hustlers standing on the corner and stuff. But you don't really know. When you're young and in your 20s and all that, yeah, that looks cool and that looks good to you. But then you grow up and you're like, I don't want that. I want a man that's going to be in the house with me, not out there running the streets. But you don't know until you really have experience with that.
Right. I agree. And she talked about, you know, what you see on television and, you know, fantasy and fiction and, you know what I'm saying? Even with our books, you know, the things that we write, you have a lot of women who start to look for those characters. Like, they want those characters. Like, they're like, if I just had him, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, those are fictionary characters. And they also people with flaws. Like, the people we write about in those books, even though they may have the swag and different things, they're people with flaws. And people have flaws, flaws in character. But the main thing you're looking for is consistency and being truthful. You know, consistency and being honest with you, consistency in those patterns of behavior that is for growth and development. You know what I'm saying? You know, being a man about it, you know what I'm saying? And being a man enough to say, hey, this ain't working. You know what I'm saying? This is clearly not working. No matter how good some things may make you feel or whatever, if it's killing you inside to stay in a situation that is not healthy for your spirit, for your emotion, then you clearly need to get out of it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you have to go to bed every night wondering what tomorrow is going to be like, what's going to come, what's going to happen, you know, how healthy could that possibly be for your spirit of having those conflicting feelings and ideas? Miss, I'm just fine. At any point in the relationship that you were just in, did you have those moments when, you know, on your way to sleep, you thought about the fact of, wow, you know, are we going to go as far as I think we're going to go?
Yeah, basically, just more or less towards the end. And the reason why is because, like how you mentioned earlier, you know, I had someone that was telling me in my ear to trust them. Only you can mess this up. I'm not going nowhere. I found what I've been looking for. I've said this to you guys week after week. And I had to keep, in the beginning when I was really, really hurt by everything, I had to keep telling myself that I wasn't crazy. I knew I wasn't crazy. It wasn't until, I guess, he found, you know, someone else or to occupy his time, and I became slow because I got more advanced in my pregnancy, and he kept mentioning things like that, like, you slow now. Now you slow. You know, stuff like that was when it was like, wow. So this is who you really are. This is what you're made of. You know, to complain about somebody that's carrying a child, another life. You know what I'm saying? And, again, it's just everybody so wanting to be turned up and just, you know, not about what's really most important. And I did have those moments. But in the beginning, I was the one. I was honestly the one that was like, this is a little messy. I was the one who backed out and tried to step off and said, hey, well, maybe you might want to do this, you know, on your own. Or, no, I kept getting pulled back in and reassured to just trust. Just trust and believe. Don't look at or listen to what everybody thinks. Do you know what I mean? I said, okay. But it wasn't until the end. It wasn't until the end when you start to see those signs and that real deal person just comes in front of you. Like right now, that I have my son, I look at him as he would have just been in my way. Like, he really, really would have just been in my way. And I actually had the biggest blessing of all to enjoy my children. You know, without that burden, that you know, someone who's not settled in their soul, oh, man, I kind of dodged a big bullet because he wasn't settled in his soul, whereas I am, you know.
Okay.
But I thought that. I had some sleepless nights, but I also verbalized it too, guys. And, you know, it's a lot of things that you all would never really know every step. And I hope to God I'm not trying to portray myself as some perfect individual, but I did say to him, I'm going to be wearing big girl panties, and I know it. And he didn't quite get it at first, but I knew it. It was just a matter of time.
So do you, and sometimes, you know, do you, like, blame yourself for not, you know, seeing the signs or whatsoever? Like, do you sometimes look back, like you said, you tried to step out because you saw that it was a little messy. You saw that, you foresaw that, I don't know about this. Do you sometimes look back and blame yourself for letting your guards down and allowing him to, like you said, to lull you or to comfort you into it's going to be okay?
Well, you want to know something? I hate the fact that I feel chumped more so than beating myself up. I feel chumped, and nobody likes feeling chumped, you know, because I was blindsided. I didn't see it coming because there was no, you know, no real clear indication, you know. I mean, there was signs in terms of the lack of focus, interests have changed and things like that. And I did see signs, was peeping the signs. But when I think about it, for a very long time, I was happy. We were both happy. I got to merge with a really beautiful family. They got to merge with my family. Right now, we're all still family. No one deals with him. So I think the odds were in my favor. You know, I got the better end of it. And when I look at it, would I do it all over again? If I get to have the little boy that I have right now, yeah, I'd do it all over again in a roundabout way, maybe somewhat different. I really don't even know. I don't even know if that's even proper to say, but the little boy that I have right now, I mean, I'm just so overjoyed with him that I think what it is that God sent him to me to maybe slow me down or to just be the perfect Band-Aid to my heartbreak, because he definitely is like, his birth is such a proper Band-Aid right now that it just don't even make no sense. When I see how much I could love this little person, because I was in love with her, you know, we were all happy. Everyone around us was happy for us. I mean, it really felt like, wow, I actually came and found a place, you know, that I always wanted. It just didn't work out, and I'm starting to accept it. I have totally accepted that it just didn't work out. That's all.
Right. Yeah. Has he seen the prince? Has he seen the little prince? Has he seen him?
No, and that's another thing. You know, it's like, wow. Mm-hmm. For someone to be so caught up in the next person, whatever they may have or whatever, you would have thought that the common decency, now we talked about common courtesy, just common decency would say, hey, I know it ended horribly, but I got some stuff I put together for the baby, or can I drop something off, or can I see him? Nothing.
Hmm.
So that's how come I say, you know what? He would have just been in the way. He's extremely selfish. And he is more than welcome to have that lifestyle of turning up and all of that, wanting me to hang out when I couldn't. And, you know, I'm fine by I'm fine by bringing my child here healthy and safe. Fine all day.
That was the only purpose. The only reason God even brought him in your life.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And my mother has said it, and his mother has said it on three separate conversations, three separate occasions. We all was like, was this your purpose? And you know, it's like, wow. Like both my mother and his mother, we all were kind of looking at things in three different conversations, and we all kind of arrived at that because I'm just at a place of peace now. I no longer feel like I want to have that voice, or I'm not. I'm, you know, by being silent, I'm like stifling my voice because I chose not to. I chose not to go on no assault. I chose to just be quiet. You know what I mean? I chose just not. You know, sometimes not fighting the way to fight. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy for it. I'm happy for it. I'm glad I didn't show my ass.
Yeah, I agree. And that was, I think that is a clear, good example of being a woman about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sitting down with yourself in your pain or in your turmoil and saying, okay, look, it is what it is. Okay, now how do I move forward from here? You know what I'm saying? Versus, you know, sitting down and making yourself, you know, a pity party and slicing the cake and eating it. You know what I'm saying? You sit there alone with the pity party. I mean, like, you had your own
stuff. I clearly know some of the things that I could have avoided, because the more I listen to other people, the more advice I've gotten, even by doing the show and meeting you ladies and things like that, I could see where I enabled him. I didn't see it at that time because I thought I was just being helpful. You know, I thought I was being a partner, a good partner. But I'm talking about now, you know, not walking around with the eyes wide shut. And if I'm ever blessed for another man to come into my life, a decent man, then that would be a blessing. You know what I mean? But I know what I'd never do again. I know exactly what I'd never do again. I hate to be like that, but, you know, I did. I think I was meant to learn a lesson, and I think I was just meant to have this little boy to take care of. That's, and I'm fine right. with it. I am more than fine
right.
with it.
Now,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, not to
just
be
saying. I do want to say, you know, because, you know, I listen to you every week. And, you know, I'm not going to say, I know because it's part of your healing process, but don't say what you won't do. And you were being a good woman, and you were being helpful, but you weren't, it was just not the right man who knew what to do, you know, in that type of situation. And I don't think that it's hard when you deal with an irrational person because they don't think rationally. So a rational person can just want to sit around and rack their brain on rational reasons for why somebody does something. But you're never going to know why he really did anything that he did. And then when you do find out, you're going to be like, huh? It's going to be so over your head and under the woods, you're going to be like, that doesn't even make sense. But that he has to rationalize and deal with the things that he does on his own time. You know, you can't expect him to deal with a situation in the way that you would deal with it. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to be—he's not going to do things the same way as you would, as a rational person, I would say, would expect them to do. You know, and a lot of times, I think when people get into relationships, they don't ask themselves certain questions. Like when Ms. Kia was saying, she was just playing house. You know, she really didn't know. And, you know, she was, now she's alone, but she's not lonely. A lot of people don't know themselves, and then they feel lonely, you know, because they don't know themselves on the inside. Men, women, they do it all the time. And when you become able to say I'm just alone because it's a choice. You know, it's not saying that I can't be with somebody. I'm just choosing just to stay in my lane and do me for a minute. And, you know, a lot of times you have people, you know how they repeat themselves a bunch of times, and it's like, I heard you, I heard you. But it's not for you to hear them. It's for them to hear themselves. Like, you trying to convince yourself or you trying to convince me? Because you done told me 10 times and I heard what you said. You know, but I don't think he was hearing what he was saying. And so he kept repeating it, trying to convince himself that this is how he's supposed to do things. And I always say everything happens for a reason. You know, sometimes signs are meant to be overlooked because you're meant to go in a certain direction and you're meant to do certain things. So, like you said, it may just be meant for you to have that child. And rationalize what he going to do is on him. You know, he has to deal with
exactly.
what he going to have to go through on his own.
Yeah, yeah. And then you don't want to knock out the blessings that you give to another person from your spirit. Like, you know, when you say you don't want to do a certain thing again, you were just being authentically you. You know what I'm saying? You were being you. You were being, you know, the woman that you know you are and that you know you can be. And you were giving him special parts of yourself. But, you know, when the next person comes into your life, of course, use caution. But don't take away those gifts and blessings that you have, you know, that you give to a person, you know, that love that you give, because then you might cheat them from some very, very special parts of yourself. But, yeah, definitely move forward with caution.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to throw on that Toni Braxton, and then we're going to come right back to this conversation. Leisha, drop that beat. I don't hear the beat. I don't hear it. I'm not hearing the beat.
Hey. Hey, hold up a minute. Let me stop up here and use this payphone real quick. Hey. Hey, Toni. It's me. I was just calling, you know. Just calling to let you know. Don't wait up for me tonight. I mean, I just got a lot of things on my mind I gotta think about, you know. it's really me, you know. I mean, basically, I just think I'm gonna need some space.
Why are you calling me on the phone? Why are you not at home all the time? Say you're saying no, are you free? Cause you got a lot on your mind. Now you swear it up and down that it ain't me. Till you say the same as me. So tell me what exactly does it mean when you say you need your space. Just don't go to you.
Why
see.
You got a lot of pain?
No, no.
To say that I think you deserve somebody better than me, you know, and right now I can't give you what you need, you know. I mean, I wanna love you, man. I'm gonna love you one day, but you know, I mean, you just gotta understand where I'm coming from.
Say right now that you're not what I'm looking for, and what you really need is time to grow. Promising that one day you may come around, and I'm supposed to let that go. But where the hell do you get off telling me your mama said I'm not a what you need? Tell you what, since you know it all, and then that's why you need to be. Just don't make no excuse.
Why you got a lot of pain?
No.
Necessary to not just tell a person how you feel. Let me ask you something. I'm going to start with Miss Know-It-All. How do you feel, how early you think you should just go ahead and lay it on out there? You know, just be a woman about it. How early in the relationship do you feel like you should just lay it on out there?
I think you should be you. I mean, like, because if not, you know, that's just that. If you come into anything and you are putting on any facade, you're lying to yourself. You set him up in yourself. You know, I mean, I laugh when I want to laugh. I don't change my laugh. I'm talk the way I would. And if now that I'm older, I'm learning, I'm paying attention to the conversation. Do I feel the need to have to impress him? Do I feel the need? Are we debating over stuff, or can we even conversate? No, don't get me wrong. I'm interested in some. You know what I mean? I have a friend. You know what I mean? And I love our conversation. You know what I mean? Like, this is something that I didn't get from the past. And I'm noticing that now that I'm a little older. Like, he stimulates me before he even touches me. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, my goodness, my mind. You know what I mean? And it's like he adds to me. So my whole thing is, I'm only going to be who I am. That way, if I'm going to get on your nerve, believe me, I'm going to get on your nerve within the first 3 months, 4 months. It's going to have to come out because I don't change. You know what I mean? Now, I will listen to you. I will try to see if we mesh good. But I want to test you from the door. I want to test. I'm talking about who I am. You know what I mean? My schedule. You know what I mean? And now I'm taking notes of that. I'm more detailed now. Like, some people are like, oh, you don't. Did you cook? Like, that's my last name. Did I cook? Oh, excuse me, I work 2 jobs. What the fuck did I cook? You know what I mean? Like, that's why he has to go. You know what I mean? Like, shit, did you cook? You understand? You know, you got to get that. I'm busy. You know what I mean? And that was one of the things that really kicked me off about him. Like, you at home, it should be ready when I get there. You know what I mean? He couldn't last. He didn't make it. He didn't make it 6 months. You know what I mean? He had to get the fuck. He had to go. Because I wasn't going to change who I was, you know what I mean? He didn't see the bigger picture. So I'm going to be who I am, and then I'm going to work with who's working with, you know what I mean? Like, if he makes me better, do he make me think, you know what I mean? Do he inspire me, you know what I mean? So that's the person right now, you know what I mean? I'm looking at somebody, if you don't inspire me, like, oh, you point out something like, oh, that is good. You make rationale, you know, not changing me, but you know what I mean? Like, helping me grow. Growth, you know?
Right.
So now I do it from the door. I'm not playing that. You know what I mean? Oh, let me try this. No, I want to try. Then I just tell y'all eat beef. You know what I mean? Stop asking me. Do I want a piece of steak? You know what I mean? And I hate that. You know what I mean? Like, you tell somebody, oh, well, try this. Like, that one got on my nerve. He made pork. I'm like, I don't eat pork. Well, just taste it. I don't eat it. You know what I mean? What the fuck? Damn, that shit just irked my nerve. Like, I just took him to the floor. Like, yo, then I just tell you I don't eat. I mean, did you see me buy it? Like, and that's why we did out for 6 months instead of 6 months. Because I wasn't going to change, you know what I mean, certain things. Like, I don't need it because and you didn't respect me. You know what I mean? Respect my choices. You know what I mean? It wasn't. So those little things now, like I said, my is a little short now. Okay.
Your buttons are pressing. You might want to check your phone when you're talking. Your buttons are pressing. Go ahead. I don't want them to miss what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't know. That was, anyway, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, so I'm telling people, just be who you are. You know what I mean? Just be who you are. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The person who's for you is going to be for you, plain and simple.
Right. And I agree. How you feel about that, Miss Crazy in Love? You know, you've been married, you know, a nice period of time, and I'm quite sure you guys have, you know, went through, you know, your ups, your downs, you know, the communication. Everything has to fall into place. But now looking back, you know, what advice do you have about, you know, just being a woman about it and putting things right on out there, like she's saying?
Just do it. Just do it. Just like that. Just put it out there right from the beginning. Let them know what it is. That's the best way to do it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was easier because we were friends first, but I let him know everything about me down to the fact that, you know, I was like, well, I like girls or whatever, so if we're going to be dealing with each other, that's something that you should know. Not all guys will, you know, they don't feel comfortable about that, some of them, but he was cool with it. He was like, oh, all right, well, whatever, you know, it is what it is.
Mm.
So whatever it is, yeah, you just got to be open. And tell them, because what you going to do if you continue the relationship later on down the line, you're going to hide who you are for the duration of the relationship? Come on, man. You can't do that.
And you brought up a real good point when you talk about sexuality and stuff in a relationship and having that openness, because that is something that a lot of people will hold back, what they like and what they want, instead of sharing it and suppress it, you know, suppress it for so long. And then that type of things can push people to cheating and different things like that. So was it well received when you gave him that? That revelation, was it well received? He was straight, everything was good, he was a man about it?
It was a little bit of surprise there, but other than that, yeah, he wasn't judgmental about it or anything like, ew, or, you know, nothing like that. He was just cool about it. He was like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you.
He was curious. He had a few questions.
What are we doing here? But have you been able to suppress, you know, those feelings, or do those feelings come up for you to still, you know, want a different type of variety? Have you guys talked about that? Is that something you would want to pursue still within the marriage, or you pretty much let it go with the marriage?
You hear him? He ain't here harassing me right now. Talking about you got to let a man be a man, yo. No, well, right now, I'm an old lady right now. I don't do anything. We don't do anything. We used to have people over to the house and stuff like that, but now we got all these kids running around. So ain't nothing going down. I mean, somebody would see a girl and be like, oh, she's attractive, you know. Yeah, I would be attractive to her. But that's as far as it goes now, really.
She said, now he over there like, yeah, what's going on with that? Well, it's good that you were honest with him. I mean, because you could have went, you know, your whole marriage, you know, having those feelings, having those desires. At least you know it's something that you have shared, you know, with him, and it's nothing hidden. You know what I'm saying? I think that's one of the main things that stop, you know, relationships from growing a lot of times is having those things or anything hidden. You know what I'm saying? Versus just being honest. In the relationship, you're so busy worried about what the other person will think or how they will feel about you just telling them, when if you tell them, I'm quite sure you're going to find out how they think and what they feel, you know, and then you have to be man enough or woman enough to receive it and say, okay, is this something that I can deal with or I can't deal with, you know, their reaction to it, but give them the opportunity to have a reaction. You know, instead of you planning the whole reaction out, or if I say this, he going to say that, or if I say this, she going to say that. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just, you know, letting it happen.
It could have went the other way. It could have ended right there. I mean, but, yeah, and that was a fear, too, that, like, oh, he might just reject me and not even receive that information well. But that's what it is. That's what risk you have to take when you being real with yourself.
Being real, that's right, and I agree with that.
Because at the end of the day, you can't. How can you be with somebody that doesn't really accept you the way that you are?
That's true. That is absolutely true, Miss. I'm just fine. How do you feel about that? Weigh in.
I agree. No, I had on mute because the baby was crying a little bit. I had to settle him down. But, I totally agree. And one of the things one of the things that I was, that popped in my head when I was listening is that instinct trumps intellect every time. I think sometimes, you know, when people either accept you for who you are and what you bring and what you said and who you were and they saw how you were, you know, it's up to them to be honest with themselves, to deal with you. I agree with where all the comments were. Actually, but for some odd reason, like some, you know, when before we went to the song, you know, you all were advising, you know, don't never say what you would never do or whatever. I know what I really meant is that I would pay more attention to the thought that I'm feeling right now, that instincts trump intellect every time. And that's one of the things that I always do. I always ride out with my instincts. So I just would be a little bit more in tune with that, you know, trying to think it or trying to look or catch something and things like that. Instincts trump intellect every time.
Do you think sometimes, though, that we might overthink something? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, even with our instinct, you know, sometimes do you think that sometimes our fear of our past mistakes or our past hurt can kind of wiggle their way into a situation and is not really what we think it is, but because we have those experiences, sometimes we can still mess up a good situation with, you know, thinking that this new situation is what the other situation was. How you feel about that?
Well, I know I think that that's a gift that God gives us. Like he gave us a conscience to know right from wrong. I think your instincts, your gut reaction, your gut instinct when something tells you something, I don't think that ever should be ignored. I don't think that's overthinking anything. When the hair stand up on the back of your neck for a reason, like certain things is just what it is.
Right.
And those things,
right.
I mean, I don't think you should ignore when it's telling you, like, straight up and down.
You,
right.
You know what you will
say to people?
You will second, you know what, at the beginning of some things, you will second guess a lot of things because of the hurt. Because I want to just say, I know before we left off the commercial, you were talking about, you know, your prince and all your situation. And I was a little thrown back because I've been through a situation like that. I'm looking like, this just fine. She's okay. I mean, she's more than okay. She has a nice, I mean, when you talk about your team, it's wonderful because that's what's going to help a lot. But I always wanted to know what would happen when I cross paths with that man again, because I had my second child. Well, I was a single mother with both of my children, okay? But my second one was, like, I was calling my love child. And the man, he left me, you know what I mean? He told me he didn't want the child. And if I had the kid, it was either the baby or my credit. And I actually went through a bankruptcy and all that, too. You know what I mean? So I kind of felt that this man despised my child. You know what I mean? But he didn't see him. I went on with my life. He even teased me about having to be on welfare. You know what I mean? Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, to let go of that hurt, like you said, you have to be quiet, number one. So that's a part of the healing process. And you know what? And you go on and you're making your memories. And I never thought I would be able to forgive that man. Or my girl would say, I would never trust that motherfucker again because he took everything, you know what I mean, everything and tried to destroy me. You know what I'm just saying? So when you say your instance, that's what I said. But as the time went on, I went on my way. He saw the baby at 18 months. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But my spirit still wasn't right. When I looked at him, I saw pity. I thought I was going to fuck him up when I saw him. Because remember, I didn't see him all this time. Child was 18 months old. I thought I was really going to punch him in his face. But I didn't. I looked at him and I just saw a broken knee. That's what I
saw.
Really? That's all I saw 18 months later. And that was, and you know what I mean? And he saw the baby and it seemed like he was in shock. And he just went on about his life, left. The next time he saw that child was 5 years old. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And that was my child was 7 now. So 5 years old, he got married, came down. And this time I looked at him, you know, because I said, remember my gut said I would never trust him. I looked at him. I saw love. I'm like, not love for me, love for the child. I'm like, wait a minute. And he apologized. But I always said he was a con artist, so I would never trust him. You know that as time went on, just because of the stuff you go through, I said you learn, you reflect, and when you let go, when you're going on with your memories, you actually, all that gut reaction, because I thought he killed it in me. Not to be funny, I thought he killed it, because I felt like, how could I have not caught on to it? Yeah, I love the baby, but how could I have not caught on to this? Because now I put myself in a more fucked up situation than I was before, being a single mother of one kid. So, and I mean, and I'm telling you some real shit, because I mean, I went through the bankruptcy. It was months. It was no life with two kids. So I didn't have no team. I didn't have a supportive family or his supportive family. Nobody helped. So it was really hard. So, but now I'm telling you, I'm going through stuff. Me and this man, I actually have regained a sense of respect for him a little bit. You know what I mean? Like for the relationship he has with his son, because he has now came back and he's actually. My son loves him. He goes down there now. You know what I mean? But at the time, I think he wasn't able to love. He wasn't able to love. But it's my gut instinct that trusts it now. You know what I'm saying? My gut before told me no. And that was right then. But it changes. You know what I mean? You have the right to change. And now my gut, I feel more comfortable with the man who left and never saw his kid than the one who was there with his kid. And that's a damn shame. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you something. As time goes on, like I was looking at you, you are so in love. You love your prince. You have support family. You're going to have so many great memories that he didn't kill you instant. It's going, you know what I mean? So whenever you come through it, go with your heart. But you know what I mean? I mean, your instinct is always going to be there. You can tell because you don't live this life. Nobody was in your head except you. So you're going to make the right call whenever time it comes. So he didn't kill that, because that's what I felt that he killed in me. You know what I mean? Like, my judgment is off now, because I don't know. I mean, it may not even fit you, but I just said, it just came in my head. I'm sorry. I know I'm all
no, over. But it's very helpful. Very helpful to see another perspective at one point, because we haven't crossed paths yet, because it's still very new, even though To be quite honest with you all, like he sent a message to me. He asked a friend to please reach out to me because he wants to see if I'm really going to attempt to keep his son away from him. And all I hear is that now you went from being I feel like a con artist, and now you're going to try and bully me. You know, like, so that's how come I'm also electing to still be quiet. Because I really don't want you coming my way. Because right now, the way I feel, I really feel like I could scratch eyeballs out. I probably go crazy for my. Well, it's not probably. I know I go crazy for my children. So I'm opting to be even more quiet because I don't even want you to even think you could come this way right now. Do you know what I mean? The horrible things that you would say to me in a blink. Like, not even you got caught out there, you know, it was a cheating thing. You went from my jugular on from another woman's page saying how you wasn't feeling it and you told me to abort it and, you know, no kid would ever keep you and, you know, just such, I mean, the list can go on and on what you said, like how you kept looking at him as he was nothing. So now I'm like, don't even think about coming this way. You know, don't even think about coming this way and don't even think about trying to bully me because I don't even know what that means to say to someone to ask her if she's going to attempt. I've succeeded.
Right.
You will not see them. So you see what I'm saying? It's like my instinct is saying that I think now I have to go into protective mode. My instinct is telling me that because I don't even know where you think you can get off on thinking you can see him. When you turn your back on him. And I had some real scary moments. Like, he's early because I was sick. You know what I mean? And had I ignored it and didn't go, you know, and I took myself to the doctor. And all of these things that we had planned to do together, you know, was all a bust, all in 1, 2, 3. So now, you know, I can hear the bulliness in the, hey, he wants to know if you're going to attempt to keep his son. I'm like, look, don't come for me. Don't come for me at all. Because now my instincts is going to tell me to start swinging. And I've elected to not. I mean, I didn't even make a video for AuthorWise for the simple fact that I thought it would be against better judgment to put myself out there like that because I didn't know where we were going to go when the baby got here. And sure enough, I wasn't even home from the hospital one full day before a friend tells me what he thinks. And, you know, like, are you going to attempt to keep my son away from me. You know what I mean? That's what made me think of saying how instincts is over intellect right now because I know what my instincts are telling me.
Let's weigh in, Alicia.
Wait a minute, let me tell you, don't give him too much credit because, you know, he was already a coward that he left. So all that is right now is just trying to see if he can still get in your head. That's all. He calling your bluff. So pay him no fucking attention, and you go ahead on and you make your memories with or without him. You make them without him. He's missing out. He walked away, and the only way he can ever come back, and that's what I want to say about him, the way the guy came back, he had to go through his own maturity as a man because I was strong. All that time when he thought that would sort of break me, it made me stronger, you know what I mean? So my instincts, everything became more in tune. So he wasn't coming back to some old lazy chick waiting on him. He was going on with life, you know what I mean? And he had realized, you know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is that's just some coward shit, just being nosy. And anybody want to deliver a message, they got to go too. Because you don't bring no message to her when she just came home for a baby. So I don't know. I got to call that suspect too. I don't like that person.
Oh, well,
I'm sorry.
Actually, yeah, there was no exchange after that.
Yeah, because
we don't think with that because I never even called to say, hey, what did he say? I straight up and down said you would want to remove yourself from this because that's just manipulation. He has no boundaries, and for him to even put you in it. And I met you through him. You know, I said, you're not my ride or die. You're not 20 years in. I got my friendships are with women that are 30 years in with me. I mean, like, really. Remove yourself from the situation because it's not a good one. Have a good one. Mm-hmm. You know, take care. Yeah. I like you as a lady. You know, you cool. We was cool when we all hung out. But you might not want to be in this one. I can tell you that right now. And then she respected it too. She respected it too. She said, "I hear you. I just thought you should know what he, you know, what his thoughts were. Not a problem. Take care."
You got it. You're gonna be perfect. I mean, everything is gonna work out.
You know what, Miss? Just fine. Because I'm gonna say I so understand because I've been there, and I had to learn a lot of things along the way. So when we broke up, you know, I had to get off of work 30 days before it was even time. So I was off a whole month before, 2 months before my son was born, and it was just me. And the first thing he told me was, "I don't see you making it." You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing he told me. "I don't see you making it." But I made it. I got a new man. I'm happy. And you can do it too. But at the same time, I had to learn. I had to learn a few things. I had to learn that if somebody can't be honest with themselves, they cannot be honest with you.
Exactly.
And technically, it has nothing to do with you. They can't even be truthful to themselves. So they don't have the ability to be truthful to anybody else. And the other thing that I learned is that being a mother, you cannot mix your feelings and the feelings of that relationship in with your child's feelings. And a lot of times it is manipulation, and they are doing things to hurt you, and they know in order to do that they have to use the child. So if he wants to visit, that's fine. What you tell him?
No,
I was like, you can have supervised visits.
Not right now.
But I'm saying supervised visits. That means that you're telling him, but a court ordered somebody needs to be around, and because you don't want to be in a position where he's like, "Oh, she took my rights." You know, no, I didn't take his rights. I told him that he could see him, but it had to be court ordered, supervised somewhere, had to be somebody watching, and it had to be limited time. You know, and that lets him know that I never said you couldn't see him, but because of the way you behaved towards him, I can't let you just take my baby and go by yourself and bring it back when you get ready, because you have shown me that not only can I not trust you as a man, I can't trust you as a parent. And if I can't trust you as a parent, my baby can't go nowhere with you without other people or somebody watching you, because you need a babysitter.
Let me tell you, that right there, I do. I agree with you saying you have to separate the pain from you. And because, like I said, I respect my little son's and his father's relationship. That's where the respect comes from. Go back and get what I had, all that pain right there. And I just took that and made it passion for my future. However, that's the iffy thing, that supervised visitation stuff. Let me tell you something. Because mine didn't get it till they was 3 years old. He met his son, you know me, 5. That was great. The little one has a great relationship. My first son, who has that supervised visitation, who I moved for, the father still to this day used my son to turn him against me. It was to the point that my son is no longer in my house. I don't raise my kids by myself forever. I had to give my child to him to last week, because all the father do is get on the phone and dog me out. My son is actually 12 years old, and he had to go. I mean, this is some real shit right now. This is my second book. But my whole thing is that man just sat there because he hasn't matured, because he never came to the light. And that's what we don't talk about. And talked about me so bad to my son that my son would come and tell me, "You stupid for working 2 jobs." I'm like, "Who are you talking to? Mommy, you're stupid. You need to get a plan for your life." And this was all his father talking to him. So I sent him to his damn father, because I said, "I'm going to have to hurt you, little boy, so go with him. Since I'm stupid, you go with that man." And I'm telling you, this is something I just did last Friday. I took off of work and sent my son down south, the 12-year-old. So because that man, because he never got over it. He never got over me living on. You know what I'm saying? So he never got on, because the first baby daddy, like I said, I went through both of my pregnancies alone. He couldn't get over that when I slept in the car just so he can be around his child. He had me sleeping in the car. I said, I went and got me 2 master degrees. So he makes sure he tells my son how stupid people who got education is. He never seen, right? He told my son he shouldn't have braces on his mouth. You know, we just stupid stuff. And I'm looking like, but my son wasn't that love of a father, fell for it. And I said, the disrespect I was getting in my house wasn't from no man. It was from my own male child.
So I had to get rid of his ass, too. So I let go of kids, too. You understand? And no, I will let go of kids, too. You got to go. I pay child support. You just got the hell out of my house, too. I will kick kids out, too. And that hurt me. But my whole thing is, right now, the baby's too young. He's not going to come around. If he ever is an inkling of what she thought he was, it's going to take some time because he's going to have to man up for himself to even approach her. But now people being messy, that's what you said when you – then you said friends coming in, they're not real friends. They're bringing you any type of misery. If they ask you any questions, they even bring it up anything. That's the only thing she can do. She got a strong team. As long as nobody don't bring the shit up, if they bring it up, cut their ass off. That's all I'm saying. But it will. She, like I said, you've been through this already. You know when a man loves a child, because I just seen them when a man killed his baby and stuff like that. Not God forbid. I mean, but she knows how to. She's in protective mode. It ain't time for him to see anything. He needs to make right with himself first before
exactly.
He sees anything.
Yeah.
Oh, so sorry.
I mean, your own family won't deal with you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely. I realize that he has to grow. He has to grow up. He just wasn't a man about it. He's going to have to own it. But even still, like, me personally, right now, today, me and Jinx are like, I don't ever really want to see him again because it didn't have to go this way. It didn't. It just really, really didn't. Not when we did everything together. We hung out together, cooked together. Everything was, I thought, grown people. But then again, at the same time, you know, what did he see in 20 years of being away from a loving family? He didn't get to see that. He didn't pay dues the way I paid my dues in my early 20s and mistakes and with my finances and, you know what I mean? And putting myself through school and realizing which way to go. He didn't have any of that. And I do say, okay, I took a big gamble even when I thought to be on a work family. I knew it was a gamble. But, you know, he was so passionate about life at the time. I said, you know what? And he kept begging me to let him try. So let him show me. I'm everything that he wanted. So that's how come I can't believe, you know, how it all went. But right now, I don't ever want to see him. I made myself abundantly clear to the lady, you know, that's cool. You know, I met through him. Fall back, because you're not my ride or die. And, you know, it would be great. You know, I like you. But you don't want this, you know. She was very understanding, like, you know what, you're right. I was like, this is very, very, this is not, I don't talk to people because it's not a story. You know, everybody just want to hear a story, you know, who knows us. You know, they want to hear a story. Right. And I didn't even do that when I wanted to. And I guess maybe it's easier to do an online radio show and, you know, and fortunately been blessed and even meet you all ladies to get the comfort or just to be able to speak, just to heal.
Right.
I feel a hell of a lot better than I felt 6 weeks ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And hearing what other people go through kind of gives you just one more breath to breathe and be like, okay, I know I'm not alone in this. You know what I mean?
Right.
But right now, just to hear that even the attempt to maybe try and bully me, is almost pulling out the Wolverine claws, you know?
They almost on my hand,
but I just look at the baby and I just start smiling every time because it's what Ms. Know-It-All said. I'm gonna make such good memories right now. Mm-hmm. It's a shame. It's a shame what good memories I'm gonna make right now because this little baby is just too much. I mean, adorable, adorable, and he just gonna miss out.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm gonna you know me, I'm always on both sides of the coin. I agree in that you should definitely protect yourself and you should protect your feelings and you should definitely protect your child, you know, because you definitely don't want him to have any harm or any detriment to him and his growth and his well-being, because right now he's the most important factor in the whole equation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
However, the other part of me will say this. A lot of times a person is not a good boyfriend, a good man, a good husband, but they may be a good father. It is always my feelings that I always let, you know, you let a child determine whether or not they want to be involved with a parent. I never personally would want to steal away a person's opportunity to be a good parent, even though they may not be a good man or a good husband.
That's true.
And saying that, you know what I'm saying? I think that you find yourself a middle ground and a middle point where at some point you can try to allow him to do that. Because no, he was totally disrespectful, you know, and he did a lot of things wrong, and maybe he did not know, like you said, he spent so many years away, and he did not know, understand, or realize what it was that he had, or what it was that he even was doing. Because I mean, where could he really practice? You know what I'm saying? To have a relationship, unless he was having a relationship with someone in there. You know what I'm saying? Which we hope that wasn't happening. But you know what I'm saying? It takes some time. And to be out of the dating game, to be out of the caring really about how someone feels game, you know, a lot of dudes, they in that prison cell and they dealing with women on phone calls and letters and it's insincere. And you know what I'm saying? People are hanging with them for a little while and then they leave them behind with no type of recourse. Yep. You know what I'm saying? They got somebody visiting them now and then the woman finds somebody else on the street. Ain't nobody trying to hold it down for you for no 20 years. You know what I'm saying? That's a very rare type of woman. So then he comes home and it's like a candy shop. It's like, oh my God. It's like the dentist said, I can't eat no candy because my teeth gonna fall out. Then it's like he said, go ahead, you good. And now it's like taste, 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 touch, 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 half. You know what I'm saying? So he probably
he's been home for some years though. He's been home for some years and, you know, but it probably still ain't enough time compared to, you know, the 20s he lost. You know?
Right, exactly. And, you know, I'm not going to advise you on when or how, you know, you should do it, but I know that at some point, without, so that you don't block your blessings, so that you don't turn a part of your heart, you know, cold or hard towards the fact that he would want to be a father to a child. And he probably said a whole bunch of hurtful stuff, and a lot of that hurtful stuff that he said and did was probably to help him justify his own deception. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we'll do that. We'll do that so that we can feel good about our own fault or our own deception or our own distrust. We'll put it off on somebody else. Like, you ever be around somebody and they're so hurt about how they feel and how they look. They call other people ugly, knowing good and well a person isn't ugly. You know what I'm saying? You're looking like, that person ain't nothing wrong with them. Or they're always talking about somebody. Like, ooh, look at her shoes. Or look at his so-and-so. Like, they're doing that to justify their own insecurities, you know, their own fears. So I think that within that, and from meeting him, because, you know, I'm the only person who met him, you know, within our show, I think that a lot of that he did was to help him deal with the pain that he know he put you through. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think that everything he did was to actually maliciously just right out and out stab your heart. You know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure that a lot of that was to help him take some of the brunt of what he put you through and really what he put himself through. Because I'm quite sure he was sitting around like, no the hell I didn't. You know what I'm saying? But you know how you go so far, but I can't turn around now. It's like jumping in a pool of water. You know what I'm saying? And you can't swim. It's like, oh, shoot, you can't turn around now. You either going to sink or swim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, in doing that, you know, this just take, you know, take the time that you need and enjoy this initial joy with the prince and hug him up and love him up as much as possible. But at some point in your heart and in your mind, even if it's through, you know, his parents or someone who you trust where you don't have to actually see him, you know, you might want to just evaluate allowing him to try to be a father. But, you know, of course, your motherly instinct would definitely tell you right away if he's not right for your child. You know what I'm saying? Then your child, you know, when your son gets to a ripe age, say, well, you know who he is, your father. This is who he is. If you want to talk to him, feel free. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you want to not have that on your own conscience and look back, you know, when your son is a teenager or whatever, and you saying to yourself, damn, I wish I had to let him, you know what I'm saying, talk to him. Maybe he would, you know, be able to understand what he's going through right now or whatever the case may be. You'll use your best judgment. But what I just want you to not rule everything out, you know what I'm saying, because of your own womanly feelings, you know what I'm saying, or what you went through in the relationship. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I agree.
Okay.
I just have to pray on it. I'll say that.
I don't think
yeah.
you need
to pray on it.
I have to pray on it.
I don't think he's saying that right now. He's just too fresh. It's too fresh right now. But he's not. We assuming he wants to be a father. You know, it ain't June 16th yet. So, you know, he's not going to probably think about it until Father's Day. So, whatever June is, like two more weeks, three more weeks, whatever. So, he's assuming that he wants to be a father. See, a father would have worried about if his baby got some diapers right about now. A father would have made his business to be there. He's not interested right now in being a father.
Nope.
He's interested in being an asshole right now. No, if he wants, I mean, I don't think Ms. Just Fine is going to let him, you know, she ain't going to say, oh, he come back, you know what I mean, he's trying. I think she's not going to let that go. He's not trying. He's still being an asshole by sending somebody else. See, he slept with her. He had a baby by her. That's their baby. He could have picked up that phone and said, you know what, you're not going. If he would have even did that, she could have cussed his ass out, whatever, but he sent somebody else. He's still being messy. He's still being a fucking asshole. I'm going to tell him like this. He's still being an asshole. Shut the fuck up. You already fucked up. Just shut up right now. That's what he needs to tell him. You already fucked up. Stop fucking up. Stop. Just, you know what I mean? Stop. Just stop. He's fucking up.
Those are not the first words that you say to somebody. Those are not the first words.
No, that's not the first
thing.
Is you okay? Is the baby okay? That's what he should have been saying.
That's
he should have been saying
said.
That. A father
exactly
would have said
what
that.
I said. Exactly
a father would have said,
said
that. He didn't say that. So right now he's not he's still interested in trying to destroy her and make her the wrong person. Instead of saying, I'm fucked up. No, he's trying to make it about her still. He's not even
still
thinking
selfish.
About that baby right now. So
selfish.
What he's going to do right now is June 16th going to come, whatever Father's Day is, and everybody's going to be putting Father's Day shit on. He's going to take another fucking jab. He might have a little soft minute, but he's not ready right now. All right? So his life ain't kicked his ass enough. So, I mean, but when it's time, she's not going to be like that. You know what I mean? Because that baby's taken care of already. We already know that. He's loved, and he's going to always be loved. And you know what? The only way he can come in the door, he has to become to share some love. So right now, he don't have no love to give. So, no, she's not going to do that, but he's still fucking up. And I want to tell him, this is his know-it-all. You asshole. Shut the fuck up and leave her alone. You ain't adding nothing to the fucking situation. Shut the fuck up. Leave her alone. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I could make sure you meet him. Because I'm like, your very first words is going to be that? Like, really, dude?
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to keep ignoring them. And that's how I know my silence must be effective.
It is. It really does help. It really, they love it. I mean, they don't know where you're coming from. They want you to be mad. They want you to be cursing. Now, that's what I, because I already made all those mistakes. I was mad. I was cussed. I fucked them up. I went to jail. Yeah, I beat his ass. Like, this time when this boy got the fool, my son told me that I was a bum bitch for having two jobs. I'm like, wait a minute. We're working for y'all. We going to Disney World this year. And you call me a bum bitch? You know what I said? Fuck this. You know what I did? I said, you got to come get your son since you want to talk to him all the fucking time. Get him. For real? Yeah, take him. And you know what? I put his ass in the plane. He instead of putting the boy in school, my baby daddy went down to go get some child support. He realized that he still owed me child support. He can't get that shit. So then he called me the next day, and my baby father started yelling with me. He's like, you know what? You ain't fucking smart. I said, damn, it must be hard to still want this pussy after 13 years. I mean, I told his wife, I said, I don't know how you sleep with this man knowing he got my pussy on his brain. I said, but I'm not going to argue with him, okay? You know what? I'm actually chasing this new dude who is fine, intellectual. I said, I'm not really chasing him. I'm about to conquer this. I said, really? I said, I'm really focused on this dude right here, this new dude. I'm not really thinking about him. I said, he didn't realize I had a love child after his child. So I said, can you just get myself, I sent the papers to get him enrolled in school. I'll talk to you. Tell him don't call my phone no more. And I told him, make sure he know that he has his son that was raised by me. You're going to act like me. So have fun, y'all. And I let it go. That way he's at before the end of the summer. I'm not even worried about it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is, tell him to be, because he wants a reaction. He wants a reaction. My baby, 13 years later, he wants a reaction. So guess what you do? When you feel like cussing him out, you know what? Go count your baby toes. That's what you do. When you feel like you don't want to cry, you be like, look, think about your team. You know what I'm saying? And keep it moving. That motherfucker, he's not. Tell him, and I'm telling him, she ain't going to tell you because she did her peaceful moment. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Shut up. Shut up. Life is going to smack his ass up. You ain't got to do nothing. He don't put too much negative energy out there in the world. It's going to smack him up, and he's going to be thinking this you all the time. Right now, he probably got a flat tire somewhere thinking you cut it, but it wasn't you, okay? So it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And you know what? He's going to be, and it's going to make him a better man. Watch what he do come at. If God bless him long enough days to make it back, let me tell you something. He's going to come back correct because that's the only way, because he's going to get beat up until he get there. That's all life is. Mm. So don't you say anything.
Damn.
No,
that was
I'm
good. So good. That's so good. That's so good.
Well, that's the show for tonight. She put it out on the table. She let it all hang out. She said what had to be said.
Thank God for women who have been there before. Thank you, Jesus, for women who've been there before. Lord, that's it right there. That's it.
I can't say nothing but yeah. So now you.
Okay.
I mean, it's good. I mean, that's what this is about. You know what I'm saying? That's why we wanted to get on here, not to just expose, as Kia would say, a-hole type of dudes. You know what I'm saying? But to have women be able to speak to one another and be able to get some type of clarity and some type of healing. You know what I'm saying? Because we all have been through different things at different stages. And it's good to see when we have, you know, one of us who have gone through it and then have healed. You know what I'm saying? And Ms. Noah all seems like she has definitely went through it and definitely have healed and come to some revelations, you know what I'm saying, and some resolutions. And we, you know, it's good to have strong black women, educated women. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody on here, no chicken head, you know, down from the project somewhere. You know, everyone is educated with degrees and have gone through life. And now we're just at a different point and different stage within that life. And I'm happy that we all have, you know, one another to listen to and to talk to and to share with, you know what I'm saying, and to be able to put these things on the table so that we can grow, you know, and learn and, you know, just have a little bit of therapy and clarity. So, you know, it's awesome. I think it's an awesome experience. And I'm so happy that we have a healthy little baby that we all will meet really soon.
I can't wait for you all to meet him. I can't wait.
I'm squeezing him. I'm just telling you right now. I'm squeezing him, and I'm going to kiss him. And he's red, too, just like me. So I guess I have to kiss him somewhere where he's going to be all marked up. Kiss his little fat tie or something. But it's a blessing. I'm happy for you, and it's good to hear you laughing. You know what I'm saying, and know that you're smiling, and I can hear his little voice back there, and he's healthy, and he's here, and that's the blessing. You know, that's the blessing.
Yeah.
And whether or not, you know what I'm saying, his father was a man about it, we know you're definitely going to be a woman about it and handle your handle.
You're
right
about
that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do it. He's going to be loved. He's going to be taken care of, well taken care of, because I know you don't play. And it's good that now we have this circle of womanhood that we'll be able to pull from and learn from and grow from. So that is just totally awesome. Miss Crazy in Love, she had to step out of the studio. She has some technical difficulties going on, but we give her our love. Shout out to her for her contributions for tonight. I can't wait for next Sunday's show. We're winding down on our season one. I think we have about two more shows, and then we'll be taking a break in between seasons, and we'll be ready to jump it back off with all the new projects that everyone will have going. I know that Ms. Kia is doing some fabulous things with her work, and we're going to be putting that back out there really, really soon. Ms. I'm Just Fine, I know we're going to be doing some things with his work because he's not too smart from what we have learned, and we're going to discuss that at a later period. As they always say, if you got your head in the lion's mouth, you should not wiggle your tail. But he done wiggle his whole body. He Harlem Shook, right? Insane. saying that, we're going to be giving some revelations about what we're going to be doing here. So I cannot wait. I cannot wait to jump off season two, you know, with the new things that will be going on in our lives. We'll be a few steps further in our careers. Miss Crazy in Love, she's doing the modeling thing now. She's photo she had the photo shoot today, so she'll be putting models out there, her publishing company. So it's just going to be phenomenal with everything that's coming down the pike. We're all going to meet and enjoy each other's spirits, and they're going to see that coming up really, really soon. So I'm excited. I'm excited at this new journey. It's like we've all been in the cocoon, and everybody's just going to emerge, you know, with those beautiful wings and just fly into this next level of life, love, you know, peace and happiness. So that's what's up. We're going to have some bumps along the way, of course. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. But we're going to do just that, learn and grow. So that is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Do you have anything you want to say on your way out the studio, Miss I'm Just Fine? And then I'll have Miss Kia give us our closing words.
Nope, I am just blessed, and that's all I'm going to be thankful for on this Sunday, on today. Blessed for the ears and the shoulders to cry on. Totally thankful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, it is a blessing, and we're glad that we came into your circumference. Miss Know-It-All.
I think I said enough, didn't I? But I want to say it's a pleasure, you know what I mean? A circle of strength. That's what we are. So, and we're going to continue to be that. And mm-hmm. and for that asshole, you got the wrong circle now. So she can't. And you're doing it. But anyway, we're going to stay positive. We're going to keep it moving. And I'm so glad I've been blessed to meet Mimi and everybody. This is, like, wonderful. Because then, like I said, it's therapy for me, too. You know what I mean? Because I'm able to network with y'all. So I learn a lot from y'all, too. And I really enjoy this. We're going to be woman about it, man about it, and real about it all the time.
All the time.
Yes, yes, yes. Miss Leisha, before we get ready to drop that beat, please give us a quick final say.
We appreciate everybody's support. We thank you guys for calling in, listening, streaming on a weekly basis to Writing Royalty Radio. We wish you guys nothing but peace and happiness, and we will see you on Wednesday.
Yes, and we will be back here next week with the author wives and our new little prince who runs the studio now. Love, love, love him. Can't wait to get a hold of his little fat jaws, because he's going to be in trouble. Thanks to all our listeners. Thanks to our wives. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in the chat room and as well as the calls. And please listen to the archives if you haven't been able to catch everything and watch their videos live on YouTube. Have a good evening. Leisha, go ahead and drop that final beat on us so we can go on out of the clubhouse. Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Baby girl, a message saying I'll be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than to cheat. If she give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying apart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I wanna be, where I wanna be. Baby. play a major part in a decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Or think about my life?